thank you. We say, indeed, there is none like you. The only wise God, immortal and invisible, the incomparable God. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Please give me the hymn that we sang. What a friend we have in Jesus. It's to be like singing. I'm talking to the technical team. What a friend we have in Jesus. And welcome to family meeting, the first Sunday of the month, Holy Communion service in the presence of the Almighty. It says, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. And oh, what needless pain we bear. Let's start again. Start again. I want to go back to what a friend we have in Jesus. Go to the next line. It says, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. We have that privilege. And the next few lines, I will tell you to you in Yoruba so that you can interpret it. It says, oh, what peace we often forfeit. The Yoruba version of this hymn says, Alafia upo lansonu. Amen. Alafia upo lansonu. Tori akofi bugunkan sadura iwaju oluwa. Amen. Do you know how to throw away things? We see this, oh, what peace we often forfeit. Long grammar. The Yoruba version says, we throw away peace and we carry needless pain. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. So when you know what you do, when you throw away something, that's what you are doing when you won't go to God in prayer. Hallelujah. It says, in that place of prayer, you will find peace. Amen. Because it's a true friend. Hallelujah. Do you understand who a true friend is? In case you don't understand what Christ has done, you need to understand who a true friend is. When I was in school, I had problems. I was not studying. I was not doing what I was supposed to do. And then my friend left Ife. There was no GSM. I'm talking about 1995. There was no GSM. My friend left the university in Ife and went to look for my mother in Ibadan. I sat down and told my mother, there's a problem with my friend. Hallelujah. And he told her everything that he could tell her. And then he came back. When he sneaked out of school, because we live in the same room, when he sneaked out of school, I didn't know. But he went and he came back. And then suddenly, one fateful day, as I was washing my plate in the kitchenette, I saw my mother walking down the walkway into the hall. And I left everything I was doing and I opened the door. And she said, Olumuyiwa, follow me. I was doing like Jesus. So he saw them from afar off. I said, follow me. And I left everything I was doing and I obeyed. I left everything I was doing and I followed her. When I got outside, I discovered one thing that was shocking. My mother did not come to Ife with a car. We have a car. And ordinarily, when she's coming to school, she comes with a car. She did not come to school with a car. But because it was an unexpected, I could not dare ask her where the car was. I was just following like a sheep. I was going like that, JJ. They say, oh yeah, how do we get to the school gate? We enter the bus. From there, we go to the school gate. And then we took a bus and went straight home. And that's when the lecture began. This is a word all the way. And that's when the lecture began, when we got home. And that's what saved me when I was in school. And that's who a true friend is. Because it's not, is his father's money? It's not his father's money. Is this going to add to him in his cause? No. But he looked at it and said, no, there's a problem with this boy. That's who a true friend is. And so if you say you have friends, and in a time of trouble, you cannot find them, they are not friends. Hallelujah. The only one that you find in time of trouble is the Almighty Jesus Christ. That friend is the friend that you have. And you cannot walk with him when you are sagging. Hallelujah. You can't walk with him when you are padding. Hallelujah. Amen. You can only walk with him in the spirit and in prayer. Hallelujah. He's not far away. His ways are far above our ways. Okay? But he's not far away from us. Hallelujah. It's just only a prayer away. And this morning, I want you to reflect on the inside and say, of the truth, God has been faithful. Hallelujah. So when I was growing up, practically every month, I used to have an accident. Practically. I was in primary, secondary school. In fact, I got to a period, 2 years stretch. Every time I get to, emergency ward at the hospital, my case note is very close by. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, they just turn. So they will just turn. They will pull it. Meanwhile, some people, they will go and look for their case notes at records. You know, records. That was how bad it was. And it was giving my mother a lot of headache. I come from one thing to another. And it wasn't that. It was just coming. Amen. Hallelujah. And she will keep saying, and she will keep telling me, you need to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. And then, one day, she came to Lagos, and then she found me preaching. She came to meet us, and then she found me, and said, are you this boy? I always told you that you will end up this way, serving the Lord. The only friend you have is Christ. Hallelujah. And as many as have Christ rebirth on their inside, they are your friends. Amen. Because you know why? They have the mind of Christ and they will not do otherwise. Hallelujah. Make it a point of duty to always pray about everything and in all circumstances. Amen. Hallelujah. And one thing that you also need to know is that my friend did not just wake up one morning. It was because we had a relationship. And he was seeing things going down, and he was seeing things going down, and he was seeing things going down. Okay? And then he could not bear it anymore. So imagine that when he came to school, he was in trouble. I was the one that helped him. He was finding it difficult to manage. And I said, come, guy, oh yeah, sit down. And I'll take him everywhere and everywhere and everywhere until he could find his feet. Then he saw me and said, this is the same person that helped me. It cannot happen. Amen. So even today, if he doesn't call me, his bank, the deposit he made in his bank can never be empty. Hallelujah. Because it's a deposit. And you know the funny thing about him as well. He will always tell and say, look, what I did is a deposit that can never be emptied. And what was I doing? I was just living out the scripture. Hallelujah. I'm not living out the scripture. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor even as Christ has loved the church. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, welcome to family meeting. I see that you're looking very, very pious. Hallelujah. You're looking very serious. Amen. Do we have any testimonies? Okay. One. Any other testimony? It's not that somebody will now come and talk. You know, say, I just remembered. You cannot remember after I start. Have any testimonies now? Any other one? Two? Any other one? All right. 3. Okay, thank you. This is the one that is. Are you? Say, yeah? Okay, 4. Okay, grandma.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come and give what God has done for me. I cannot tell it all. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all.
What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. He saved me and washed me in His blood, so I can shout.
Glory belongs to God. My son, he said he need money. He traveled out, said he need money. He's going to school. They said he should pay 6.5. They didn't agree that when he's working that he will pay the money. They said no, he will pay. And they give her the last day, April. That is the last day. He called me. I said, where would I get money? So on Sunday, I just talked to pastor. I tell pastor everything. Pastor said he should go to the school and explain. I didn't even call my son. I didn't tell her anything. But I was just praying that God is going to do something. So on Tuesday, just called me around 2. He said, Mommy, they have given me 3 options. That he will pay 3 times. That is April, May, that's last month, April. If he pay April, he will pay for the other month. That's 3 months. He said, Mommy, he need 2.5. I say, where do you put them? I don't get cobble. We are won't see. He said, and if he didn't pay that day to 1st May, and we stop him not to go to school because he didn't go to school that day. I just sit down. I tell Ruben, I say, what can I do? I'm just confused anyway. So one spirit said, go and meet your friend. You know my friend now. Go and meet your friend. Explain. I say, I didn't inform her before. I cannot just tell somebody to give me 2.5. Can't do that too. But that spirit still control. I just go. I just tell my friend, I need something. Say, what do you need? I say, I need 2.5. Say, for waiting, I'm waiting the apple. I just explain. It's okay, let's go up, go and meet the husband. And so we go, as we just go. I say, Papa, I explain. He said, I don't have money. I don't have reached 2.5. Say, but I have 2 million. Do you believe they give me that 2 million? That time was around 2, maybe bank before they close. We just go to their house, take the money. Oh, yeah, Ruben, bank. So I just give Ruben, escort Ruben to the bank. I go back. Then my son bring the account, everything. He said he will pay that very Friday. 3 Friday, we pay the money that I should not fear that he will do it because he needs it. So we send the money, receive it. He paid, he find 500 to join it. He paid, he has start school now. So he has returned 1,000 on Friday. 1 million on Friday. So I give glory to God. Thank you. Praise thy Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are low, yeah. You are low, yeah. Iwo lo ye lati gba oko.
Kind of a friend. Hallelujah. I told you something. I didn't even know that was a testimony. That if you mingle with people that have the mind of Christ, they will do what Christ will do. Hallelujah. Amen. In this age of what you call it, Sapa. I don't know what they call it. But it's not in our midst.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's not in our midst. I have done very crazy things between January and today without having a cobble. Hallelujah. I have decided that I need this and then I'll wake up and then God will send. That's the God whom we serve. Hallelujah. Oh, because we do not carry
everything to God in prayer.
Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry
everything to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay. I had some time to reflect yesterday. I had some time to reflect on how far God has been good to I and my family. My dad came to visit. He was traveling, then he dropped by to visit. You know, I sat down to look at the man and, you know, from our talk, you know, I can tell God is really doing good. My mom also came around, you know, from my in-laws as well, you know, we hear good things. I still want to thank God for my lady over there. It's amazing that ever since I met her, I've never gone broke. Like, I've never gone broke. And I want to thank God for... I really want to thank God. You will not understand. I've gone to the broken side. I've seen it, you know. And I want to thank him because we're not where we used to be. Thank God for the experience I've had being a Christian. You know, when you give your life to Christ and, you know, it's the walk has been smooth. It comes with rough edges. I think, was it yesterday? I and my immediate junior brother, we were just talking. He came to visit and then we were walking out together. And I was telling him, guy, if you're going to marry, look for a good woman. Because I've seen what, you know, I've seen the experience a little. And I can tell. I also want to thank God for my job. I think during convention last year, I was telling Papa Sarge about some increase that, you know, came in my way. I want to thank him because this season, again, you know, it's getting better. I want to thank him for the new connections. Thank him because, you know, sometimes I wonder how people get to see my job. I work freelance, you know, and, you know, when somebody out there, outside the country, refers somebody in the country to you, you know, it's always amazing how God can do things without you getting involved in it. I want to thank him because he has shifted some protocols for my sake as of yesterday. And The testimony is a much. That's just the truth. But in all, I want to say thank you, Jesus, for all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. He that finds a wife, hallelujah, from the Lord. Amen. And you have to understand one thing, that when you obey and keep to what God has instructed you to keep to, you will see his hand in all that you do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As many that want to travel, please travel so that you can be sending reference that we are here. And then we, the good of this land, we that are here, will be eating it. Abi? Hallelujah. Because this land will flow with milk and honey again. Hallelujah. And there will be more than enough for all of us. Amen. Hallelujah. But the important thing is that reflect upon your life. Nothing that you do is by what you can do or is by the arm of flesh. It's because the Lord has given to you. And that excellent spirit from God that set Oliab and Bezalel apart. There were other craftsmen in the land of Israel. But those two, he said, I have put my spirit in them. And they will teach other men. Amen. That's the pinnacle where we sit. Hallelujah. We'll receive instructions and we'll teach people. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the Lord.
Amen. I want to thank God for everything he has been doing in my life. This morning when I was coming to church, when I woke up in the morning, I was very tired. I was very weak. There was a place that we used to walk to, good luck, to enter Marwa. I said, this morning, I am too tired to walk to good luck and enter Marwa to church. I said, if I have my way, I will not go anywhere today. I don't feel like going. That I'm going to try my possible best to go, but please, I don't want to walk. I was praying, oh. So I said, but please, I don't want to walk to good luck before I get the Marwa that I will enter to church. Lo and behold, I got Marwa in an unusual place. So when I entered the Marwa, I said to myself, so God answered that prayer that I was praying. I did not really know. You know, I was praying. It's not like that kind of prayer. And I also want to thank God for making a way for me. I may not have 100,000 naira as my personal saving, but if I set my mind to do a thing of 2 or 3 million naira, God will always make a way. Hallelujah.
Praise God. If you don't know, you better be tapping into this anointing. Grandma came and said she went to a friend. Hallelujah. And God prepared a room for her in the heart of that friend. Hallelujah. Ms. Oluwadari has come to say, if she needs 2 or 3 million, God will answer. Amen. And God is no respecter of persons. He will do for me and for her and for you what he has done for them under the same circumstance. Truly relying on the Almighty Father. Hallelujah. Amen. And you see, I was talking this morning, or when we were having Bible school, foundation classes. If you didn't come, please, we have started foundation classes. Hallelujah. We've sent you manuscript in your email. If you gave your email last week, we sent you, and we've done the first part. So when we come last Sunday of the month, we'll do the second part. Amen. But read it. Hallelujah. But I was saying something this morning, that it is not piousness. Eh? It's not forming holy. Hallelujah. She said something. She was just talking. She was just having a conversation with God. That it was one kind of prayer. And I know that she was trying to tell you that it wasn't that she was kneeling down or it was time to pray. And she was having a couch or a prayer format like that. She was having a conversation with God. And then God was listening. And he was orchestrating things. Everything that she was talking about, he was orchestrating things. And then suddenly he appeared. And God is telling me that your encounter this morning is not because you need a keke this morning. There is something else that is coming that you need that kind of conversation for, and you see him happen. Hallelujah. So that one is a test bed, and he has shown himself to you that this is who I am. So if you think there's anything difficult, talk to him. Just with God. Hallelujah. And things will happen. Amen. Who's the last person? Oh yeah, come. Why are you for me praying now? That's a jury.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to give God praise. I want to thank God for provision, for his blessings. A number of times, my wife will be sleeping, and then she wakes up in the night, and then she's praying. And the things that she's praying are things that I'm already pondering in my heart. So imagine I am here thanking God for grace for certain things, and then she's just praying it out. She doesn't know what is in my mind, but that's just what's in. And then, yesterday morning, I woke up and I just sang a song, and she said, that's the song she was just singing in her spirit. She was about to sing it out, and that's the song that just came out from my mouth. It's a Yoruba song. She didn't know how to sing it, but it just came out from... I was sleeping, but I just like when you are sleeping, and you just want to turn, and then the song just came out, and I said, how did you know that's the song that was about to come out of my mouth? So things like that happens, and then we've been back and forth, and wondering, it must be God is passing something across or passing a message across. And sometimes it's like that in prayers. It's like that in certain scriptures of the Bible and songs and all that. I want to thank God because even in the midst of the things that we've been through, the challenges and everything, we having to consistently maintain our focus on God, even when things seem turbulent and all that. A friend of mine called me from being a very close friend right from primary school. And he just sent me an SOS that in fact, it's the second or the third time that he's sending me a message how the guy is seriously suicidal and all that. And I just kept encouraging him. In fact, from the one that happened 2 days back was that he narrowly escaped stroke. In fact, his left hand and leg was just, you know, and stuff like that, that he has not even told his wife, doesn't even know how to tell his wife. I had to wade in and start praying with him and encouraging him and all that. And then the things he's going through that he's sharing with me, I have gone through, or I am, most times when he will share them with me, I've just gone through 10 times what he is going through. His tone is even small, but so it's almost giving him, making him commit suicide, making him have stroke. But I've gone through times 10 of that. And something like, God. So instead of me complaining, I'm seeing that God is showing me that, boy, I made you go through this because someone is going to go through that phase that you will be a source of encouragement to. I don't know if anybody understands. That's that phase. And then at the time I'm talking to him and I'm encouraging him, he's very well encouraged and lifted in his spirit. Like he said, boy, it's like you are in the same shoe. I mean, we are that tight, pally. We call ourselves brothers because we are closer than friends. We've come a long way. This is somebody that can go to my house now. Even when I'm not around, my mom will give him my bed to sleep on. We are that close. So he's so encouraged and lifted in his spirit because he's like, guys, like you are in my shoes. You know, it's like you are in the same thing. And I say, because bro, I just passed that phase so and so days and so weeks ago. And then, you know, like that, sometimes I'm even in that same phase and I'm telling him how they do me. I say, I know this thing. I know how it is. But you know what? Sometimes I'll have to share, even if it's the last coin. I'll say, guy, see what you do. Let's share it. We'll split it and ascend. And then he's encouraged and he's lifted again and he's bounced back and all that and all that. I just want to give God praise because this is not just one person. It has happened between me and several people that even in the little that you have, you are in deep need, though, but even in that need, I am meeting needs. And I'm like, God, this is crazy. It doesn't add up. Like you need ₦1,000,000. And out of your 100 that is you even manage, you maybe borrow, you get them, you are able to solve somebody's ₦50,000 need. And you are like, God, I'm broke, I need money, and I'm the one solving problem. It's not a complaint, but it's like God, it's just God passing you through a phase to solve problems that you are now like God's outstretched arm to solve their problem. I just want to give God praise because he's the one who shows up even when people are supposed to give up. I just give him thanks and glory. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. The people that you surround yourself with matter a lot. Hallelujah. When you need encouragement, you need people around you. Hallelujah. And we thank God that our lives speak volumes of the God whom we serve. Amen. I know that you also have to be careful, because your sole dependence is on God. In that song, it says, do thy friend despise, forsake thee, take it to the Lord. My Yoruba tells me, awon ore, wan sha oti, sha gbadura soluwa. You know what that means? They will shun you. They put you aside. They just leave you. In fact, it's not arm's length. It's multiple arm's length when things are happening. They will forget you there. That's the way they are designed, because they do not know Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. But he said, just pray. Hallelujah. And prayer, you know, is a two-way communication with God. You speak and you wait for him to talk to you. Amen. Hallelujah. I've seen friends, they despise and forsake me. Hallelujah. Amen. And I've learned never to be disappointed. I've told you before, I was in school and then we did an exam, and my friend thought because he was better than me, he should score more than me. And then when the exam script came out, I had like 3 marks more than him, and he didn't like it. So he took my script and went to the teacher. I said, sir, when I was calculating this thing, we were supposed to score 36, but you gave me 42. And you gave me 39. There's something wrong. So the man calculated, I made a mistake. So the man put 36. He canceled the 42. And he put 36 on my script. And you know the way they circle it? I put a dot. And then we left his table. And then they sent us the final results for the year. The man forgot to write the 36 in the record book that he had written 42. Hallelujah. You know, it was so funny and so strange. That's when I should have suspected, though. And then when we now got to tertiary institution, we had a project. We had a course to do. The textbook we were supposed to use for the course was with him. And he didn't release it. Throughout the semester, you know how many weeks make a semester? There are 3 months. He didn't release it. And then the midnight for the exam, he now came and dropped the textbook that I should be reading exam for 8 o'clock. He dropped the textbook at 12. So I told my other friend, I said, okay, we are not going to rely on textbook. We will rely on God. I will read the notebook that the teacher has given to us. And when we went into the exam room, we all came out. The one that got the least had a 75A. You understand what I'm saying? The one that got the least had a 75A. So that means that all of us were 5 points in that. So the one that took textbook for one semester, he didn't get more than A. And all of the one that relied on God, we got A. And then when we look at the result, we started laughing. I said, so my friend got a 75A, I got 82A, and he got 85. I said, why did you get 85? You should be scoring like 100. Oh, all of us were chasing 5 points. It's 5 points we were chasing. So whether it was 95A, 85A, or 75A, it was 5 points. We were satisfied. That's the way God is. Hallelujah. And you have to be reliant on God. Amen. When you have plotted everything, anything that you plot, look at it and say, God, this plan, what do you have to say about it? If you make a mistake of plotting before telling God, or plot, tell God before plotting. Hallelujah. It will order your steps in the best pathway for your life. Hallelujah. Uche came and said since he got married, he has not been broke. That's God ordering his steps. Now I've told you there's something about your name. And it's not even about, there's something about you. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, since he got married, he has not been broke. Even if he's demanding. They say, Abudini Todo. Abi grandpa. Abudini. When you break water, do you see where you're put? You know, if you take gari from a bowl, you can see the dent. I just picked a cup of gari here. But when you go to the river and you scoop, do you see where you have scooped? That's what will happen when she's making a demand and you have to fulfill it. When you scoop it, it will be like nothing. Ah, I thought you would get that one. No.
Amen.
Hey. Oh my God. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Let me tell you something. There is no demand that my wife can make. No demand. If she says she wants to buy a new car today, and I decide that, okay, I'm in agreement, buy a new car. It's not that I have the money. You remember that my small car? That Golf. Oh, my God. And my wife can say, Mr. Droju, we have to buy a new car. I said, Mrs. Droju, I don't have money for a new car. And then she went to, and then she came back after a month. That thing that we spoke last time, we have to buy a new car. I said, yes, ma'am. We'll buy a new car. Amen. It's not Tokumbo. It's not imported cow. Hallelujah. Or fairly used. Was brand new. So I went to the car shop. I looked at the car and I was laughing. I said, he that finds a wife and obtains. I looked at the price. I looked at my salary. And then I looked at what I thought I had as service. They were not matching. But I said, God, if you want it, you have to do it. And it's ever since that time, when we want to buy a car, it's always a new one, a brand new one. Amen. If you see me use fairly used one, know that it's because I wanted to use it for something else. But ever since that one, the second one too was new. That's the way God does the things. When you rely on Him. If you say, if you shake me now, you be like, you know, Kolo, the Kolo, if you shake me, you shake, 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 shake. But it's because so that we can become rich. That's why he became poor. And your riches is not for you to store them up. Your riches is when you place a demand on God. And then he supplies. He says, my Lord shall supply all my needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Amen. It's not that you stack it up and be looking at it. And then you be scared that termites will go and eat it. No, 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 no. That's not what God is. God is saying when you place a demand, you will have it. Hallelujah. But people that place a demand are those ones that are confident and that they know their God and they can walk in before God and say, this is what you have done and this is what I'm placing a demand on. He gave us Christ. Hallelujah. So that we can boldly come to the throne of grace and place a demand on the sacrifice of his Son and everything that we enjoy from that sacrifice that was made. Hallelujah. You know that when I obeyed the first time and we got that car. And then the second one we got that car. I said, God, this one buying new car every time. I can use this one to do Baggio and travel. Instead of me buying new car every time. It's not even now. If you want to buy a new car now, how much is it? How much is it? It's a lot of money. I said, God, this new car, you provide it without my money. That's what I said. You provide it without my money, you just provide it. Anyhow, you want to provide it. So that once it's 5 years, and they're telling me that, and she has a habit of telling you that, I think we need to change this car. That's what you keep saying. I think we need to change it. Okay, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, what do I say? And there's no fight. If you go and buy a car, and we have to take Gary, will she say she will not drink the Gary? We will drink it together. But there's no Gary anywhere. What you place a demand on, and please, Ms. Oluwadare's testimony is absolutely important, that she was just talking with God and telling him about the condition, this condition I'm in, you have to sort it out. This condition, you have to sort it out. How you do it, I don't know. But you have to sort it out. That's what you should be saying as well. If you don't have that rapport with God, it'll be difficult. Amen. Hallelujah. If you don't have that understanding that you can speak with God, it will be a difficult thing to do. You know that the children that are growing up, when we were growing up, when I was growing up, I didn't have the opportunity all the time of sitting down with my father and telling him that, okay, let's have a discussion. He doesn't even have the time. But you need to have a discussion with God, because he's waiting for you to have that discussion with him. He says, you call upon me and I will answer. In Galatians chapter 5, now let us John chapter 15 first. Then we come to Galatians chapter 5. God, we thank you for these testimonies. Thank you because they spur us even unto good works. Thank you because people's faith are rekindled, and their trust and confidence in you are even rekindled the more. And thank you because testimonies will abound, most importantly, about the relationship we have with you and how things work for us because of you. Heavenly Father, we give you praise. John 15 verse 1 says, I am the vine, I'm the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, and that he may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless he abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. It says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Amen. It says, verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Hallelujah. Without me, you can do nothing. It is important and expedient for you to understand that what we see, to understand that we are the fruit-bearing part of Christ. Hallelujah. We are the fruit-bearing part of Christ. Christ is not bearing any other fruit anymore. Hallelujah. He has given birth to you and I, and we have to bear fruit. Amen. Amen. And we are that fruit-bearing part of him. Hallelujah. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 17, I read. It says, for the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. Okay? So he's saying the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. These are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. You can take time to read all these things in case you want to say, this one is not talking to me. You know the one that struck me? You know, a lot of people get drunk. They'll tell you that it's not in the Bible that you should not drink. Has it not listed drunkenness here? Huh? Be careful. Everything you wish away. Read the Bible back to back and understand it for it. You say, they say Timothy. Was Timothy drunk? He just took a little wine for his stomach. And some people end up drunk and say the Bible does not have anything against it too. Meanwhile, the Bible tells us that as a king, you should not be drunk. And we are of the order of kings and priests. Hallelujah. And the stories that have been written, they were written for our learning. In the story of Samson. And even the story of the Levites. You are not supposed to touch alcohol. If you are going to see clearly and you have a right sense, you are not supposed to touch it. Let me continue. That's not what I want to talk about. So verse 22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. Hallelujah. Amen. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Let me take verse 22 again. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is. And it listed all these 9 attributes of that fruit. These are not 9 fruits. Amen. Hallelujah. These are not 9 fruits. This is the fruit of the Spirit is. Okay? So if you take that fruit of the Spirit, these are the attributes of the fruit of the Spirit. And the Bible is very consistent. It did not put a plural. And it chose, after this, but the fruit of the Spirit is. So it didn't make a mistake. If they forgot the S and put A, then we say, okay, these are the fruit of the Spirit. No. It says, but the fruit, singular, is singular. So that fruit cannot exist without one of these things. So the man that is drunk, you know what is losing in what part of this fruit is missing? If any one man gets drunk, what part of this fruit is missing? What attribute will be missing? You have not drunk before. Let me tell you the story. One day, I did not know that in my fridge, it was 11% or 5% alcohol. I came back very tired. I think I worked late. I came back very tired. And there was no cold water in the fridge. I just saw that bottle of wine. And I felt, this is my house. There cannot be alcohol in my fridge. So I poured it inside the cup. It was full. And I doused. I didn't drink. I doused it. I gulped it. So that it was at the end of my drinking that I tasted that there's something wrong. And immediately I finished drinking, I went to the couch and I slept from 5 p.m. to the following morning. I did not wake up. The person that gets drunk, he loses self-control. That's when you tell him that one day one of my colleagues said, he went out, he got drunk, and he managed to drive himself to his house. Then he parked there and then slept off, right in the car in front of his gate. It was in the morning when his wife was looking for him that she came to the gate and saw the car and he was sleeping. And another one told me, I said, my husband has gone to the club and I can't, he's not picking his phone. So I said, why? Does he do that? He said, yeah, he does that often. That when he goes to the club, then if he feels tired, he will stop and then he will sleep, and then he will go home. I said, well, it's your choice. So if you know that, that's what he's doing. But the man that gets drunk, he loses self-control. That's when he will think that he has gotten to the restroom and then he will pee on the bed. That's what happens. But this fruit of the Spirit, John chapter 15 tells us that we are the fruit of Christ. Hallelujah. And this fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and all the rest that he labored, 9 of them, that attribute of that fruit is meant to be found on the inside of us. So -1 of it, it's just like when you say there are 10 commandments, you know that if you keep 9 out of 10, you have defaulted. Abi, it's just like when you are driving on the road, and you're driving, and then you beat the traffic light. Then they stop you. That's what they first do. When they stop you, they will check your vehicle license, check your car. Then you give them. You say, Boga, you beat the traffic light. So even though every other thing is in place, one thing, you have defaulted. So I remember one day, I was like, how dare this road safety guy stopped me. And then I was almost putting up an attitude. That was asking, he stopped me, and then he was asking me this, was asking me that. But I just, on this side of me, God just said, keep calm. And don't answer him politely. So and they said, I want to see your boot. I said, what's in my boot? And I went to the boot. Said, where's your seat cushion? I showed him, where's your... He asked for everything. I said, where's your fire extinguisher? And I showed him the fire extinguisher. And I put my hand in my pocket. And I was not looking at that. So what do you have to say now? I said, Oga, your fire extinguisher has expired. He checked everything. Everything. He said, your fire extinguisher has expired. I thought he was trying to look for something. So I said, please, how do you know if extinguisher has expired? Then he now explained to me. He now showed me that this gauge is outside the green area. So there's no pressure in that fire extinguisher. So if you hold the fire extinguisher, there's a green gauge. Eh? Your gauge must be in between that one. Outside of it is an offense. And I said, oh, no wonder God was telling me to keep calm. And I said, well, you can see that honestly, I didn't know. So the guy was calm with me. Eh? And he allowed me to go. But that's not after I gave him credit. Because I didn't have money. You know, I don't carry money. I said, I don't have money. He said, phone credit. I gave you credit. So now when I got home, I now told my wife, I said, see, this is how to check this. Because when you are going, when they stop you, this is how to check you. So one fateful day, one guy thought he was smart. So he stopped my wife when she was, I think she was coming to church or something. That's the only time she drives anyway. And then he stopped her. He said, madam, this is your fire extinguisher. He has expired. So she checked. And she saw that it was within gauge. So she took the extinguisher, pointed it at the guy, and pressed. Did it now? Mama said, but he said, you know, she held it, but he was facing the guy. And then she pressed it. So the thing went, but he said, you have, it has expired. The guy not kept quiet because all the extinguisher, but she has seen that. And she was not ready to tell the guy, okay, let's, she will say it has expired. Let's test. Amen. I'm saying that if any of these attributes of the fruit is missing in you, you are not bearing any fruit. Because that fruit, it's not like when you say you are, it's like when you take a mango fruit and then you say you are tasting apple. Is that not a problem? Or you take a mango fruit and it tastes like agbalumo. Abi, mango is very sweet. Agbalumo is sour. And they say, this is mango. And then it's tasting like agbalumo. Won't you throw it away? You have to, these 9 attributes must be present in our life. Hallelujah. Time will not permit us to go through, but the next time I come to preach, we'll go through each of these 9 attributes. But it is important that we love, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Give me the rest. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, self-control must be in your life. If truly we will say that you are God's product. Amen. You know, when in those days, when you see, even up to now, when you see a Chinese product, an Indian product, and a German product, you know the difference. Well, if you don't know, I will tell you later. But if you see a Chinese product, a German product, and an Indian product, you can tell the difference. Especially when it comes to machines. Amen. If anybody wants to go into printing, they don't, before now, they won't go to China. They will go to the Germans. In fact, there is a particular printing press in this city. When the printing press ordered that machine from Germany, the chairman of the company in Germany came down to Nigeria that I want to see the owner of this printing press because it was so expensive. And they don't make those machines and say, come and buy it. You tell them, I want this machine. And then they will build it for you. So then there were 3 people that needed it, but they can only build one. Can you imagine? They can only build one. So the one from Nigeria said, you know what? They said, you need to pay. So they thought that the amount would scare the Nigerian. So they called the amount. And then the one said, okay, I'm going to send the money to you now. And sent the money. It was the first person to send money, complete money. When they received the money, they couldn't believe it. The chairman of the company flew down to Nigeria. I need to see this person. If you want, so for every business, you know, if you want to buy motor, there's Chinese motor. Will you buy Chinese motor? There's Japanese, huh? There's German, but they're all different grades. Hallelujah. Which is the most expensive of them? Is the German motor. More expensive than the Japanese motor. But all of us here will go for the durable one, which is the, we say it has a second-hand value. Abi, that's how we buy it. What I'm saying is that if you say you are a product of something, let it be evident that you are truly that product. If you drive a BMW, or you drive a Mercedes-Benz, or you drive a Volkswagen, those cars don't break down easily. It's difficult for you to see them break down because they are German machines. And when they break down, to fix them, you'll be paying money. When I got that black Volkswagen, the first day, I think it was my brother-in-law that burst the headlamp. It was around Aja, and then they burst the headlamp. He now called me and said, they burst the headlamp. I said, don't worry. Just don't stay at that roundabout at this time of the night. Just leave. When I called the car shop, the cost of the one headlamp of that motor, you buy four headlamps of my other kind of Japanese car. Thank God I had insurance. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to live up to the bidding of the product of whom you are. And this Galatians 5:17-23 is very important. And we are going to take a look at it next time we meet. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm saying, please give me verse 22 again. Don't love without joy. Neither would you love without being a person of peace. Neither can you love or be a person of peace and not have long suffering. That's what this thing is saying. If your love and joy and peace and long suffering, there is no kindness and goodness, it is of no use. Hallelujah. Because this package, you know, if you buy GoTV or DSTV or all these television packages, if you pay for it, and then there's supposed to be a channel, maybe channel 121 on that package that you bought, and it's not there. You go and meet them at the customer service and say, how dare you not give me what I paid for? It's the same way John 15 is telling you that it will prune whichever one is not bearing fruit. Because these attributes of the fruit you must bear. You cannot say that you have love, you have peace, you are, and then there's no self-control. When somebody comes to you, you are the first person to start abusing. No self-control. You cannot even control yourself. It's not even about drinking. It's about your temperament. No. That's not the fruit of the Spirit. It's not an attribute of the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Everything works together. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's just bow down there this morning. Let's talk to God. From the testimonies we have heard, even to this short exhortation, that indeed we are the product of Christ. That the attributes of the fruit that we bear, we want to see them play out in our life. That even with ceaselessly, we exude love, joy, peace, long-suffering, faithfulness, kindness, self-control. That's what we bring to bear to the table. That's what people look out for and look forward to. That when they come in contact with us, they experience the God that we serve because we are the product of that God. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. Heavenly Father, we thank you because indeed our desires, our yearnings to be more and more like the person that you have made us to be or you have called us to be is granted. Thank you because we do not miss it and we do not fall. We give you all the praise, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for the elements of the communion, even as we take them today. Thank God that we thank you, Lord, that in obedience to your word, this is your body and this is your blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. We remind ourselves of that great sacrifice that you have done and what the sacrifice means to us. That indeed, in our midst, there will not be any form of disease. In our midst, we are no longer slaves to sin, but we are slaves of righteousness. And we thank you for the gift of life. Your very life flows on the inside of us. By virtue of these elements of the communion, we place a demand on every fiber of our being that will respond to your word in Jesus' name. There will not be sickness abode in our body. There will not be sickness abiding in our body in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that all our desires, according to your will come to pass. As we take this, we show forth your death, we show forth the death of Christ, and we show it forth with an understanding. And thank you, Lord, because even we make peace with you right now, and everywhere, anyone that has to make peace with you, they come back to you, who is their first love, accepting that sacrifice that you made, which is Christ Jesus. And as we take the elements of this communion this morning, thank you, because our lives will not remain the same again. We give you all the praise, Father, in Jesus' name. Sets us free. We take advantage of the blood. We are reminding ourselves of that singular sacrifice that has made all things available, giving us access to the throne of mercy. Just thank God and give him praise. You can go ahead when you are done. Take the communion.
Agbara Soju agbara lo agbara la
agbara kibati agbara oluwa.